This is Slashdot Review for Tuesday, November 16th, 2004. My name's Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is from GarageBand.com and Creative Commons artist Too Fast Jack from Chicago, Illinois. Now on to the headlines. If you're a fan of Wikipedia, you might be interested in some comments from the former editor from the Encyclopedia Britannica. 09AF writes to Slashdot that Robert McHenry, one-time editor-in-chief of Encyclopedia Britannica, offers his thoughts on Wikipedia at Tech Central Station. While many Wikipedia zealots might discount his obvious bias outright, his broad arguments are difficult to ignore. A million monkeys might eventually write Shakespeare, but how would they recognize it once they had? If you like to keep up with your rights online, you'll be interested in this story. The MPAA has sued movie swappers. AA Cool writes MPAA has filed a first wave of lawsuits against individuals they say are offering pirated copies of films using internet-based peer-to-peer file-sharing programs. From the article, quote, the MPAA said it would also make available a computer program that sniffs out movie and music files on a user's computer, as well as any installed file-sharing programs. The MPAA said the information detected by the free program would not be shared with it or any other body, but could be used to remove any, quote, infringing movies or music files and remove file-sharing programs. Now, there's a story we want to keep track of. As you've probably heard, the Mach 10 X-43A flight was successful. NASA's X-43A research aircraft made its third and final flight today, firing its scramjet engine at Mach 10, around 7,000 miles an hour, or pretty close to it, setting a new record. As if Wilco wasn't the coolest band anyway, according to St. Aardvark, Wired has an interview with them about their relationship with peer-to-peer, the internet, and their fans. For example, they were contacted by fans who downloaded A Ghost Is Born before it was released. Lead singer Jeff Tweedy explains they wanted to send money to express solidarity with the fact we'd embraced the downloading community. We couldn't take the money ourselves, so they asked if we would pick a charity instead, and we pointed them to Doctors Without Borders. They ended up receiving about $15,000. There are many other choice quotes in the article, and it makes it a fascinating read. You know, Slashdot covered the breakup between Disney and Pixar in January of this year. Arderell writes that CNN's reporting that Disney has begun the process of setting up a new CGI studio with the goal of making Toy Story 3. Pixar has balked at the idea of another sequel thus far, though Disney does own the rights to the franchise. Does this spell the end of the Disney-Pixar relationship? Can both Disney and Pixar live without the other? Stay tuned. In the Firefox News Roundup, Spaceman 40 sent in this ZDNet story. Peter Pumpkin collects way too many links for Firefox stories, but according to SpreadFirefox.com, there were almost 3 million downloads of Firefox 1.0 in the 5 days since the launch, which comes down to about a half million downloads per day. There's news bites coming out about Firefox everywhere you could possibly imagine. According to a report on Mozillazine, Denmark's largest television channel, TV2, reported on the release of Mozilla Firefox 1.0. PC Welt, the German equivalent of PC World, is distributing their own customized version of Firefox to customers. Thomas Hawk writes that rather than go outside for the past 48 hours, Scott Graneman prefers to burrow in his den and come up with one of the first definitive lists of Firefox links. Good geeking, Scott, and what a way to overcompensate. It behaves like a cockroach, smells like a cockroach, it's accepted by other cockroaches, but it's not a cockroach, it's a robot. Scientists say its invention is a breakthrough in mankind's struggle to control the animal kingdom. The Sunday Times reporting on a cool form of robotics impersonating animals. Luair is a project on building and controlling mixed societies composed of animals and artificial agents. Within a decade, its inventors believe it will be leading the unwanted pests out of dark kitchen corners to where they can be eliminated. Additionally, they say they will soon be using robots to stop sheep from jumping off cliffs and to encourage chickens to take exercise. Schematics, tools, and pictures are linked on Slashdot, and apparently cockroaches do not wear tinfoil hats as they're not smart enough to be suspicious of box-shaped circuit boards with antennae. Brian W. Carver writes to Slashdot that Reuters is reporting that IBM and top scientific research organizations are joining forces in a humanitarian effort to tap the unused power of millions of computers and help solve complex social problems. Following the example of SETI at Home, the project, which is dubbed the World Community Grid, will seek to tap the vast underutilized power of computers belonging to individuals and businesses worldwide and channel it into selected medical and environmental research programs. The first project to benefit will be the human proteome folding, an effort to identify the genetic structure of proteins that can cause diseases. The client is currently available for Windows XP, 2000, ME, and 98. He writes online are attacked from all sides. The Senate may be rushing through some copyright legislation. IMAN1003 writes that according to an article on Wired, the Senate may soon pass the bill H.R. 2391, a bill which lumps many other copyright bills together. If passed, the bill would criminally punish a person who infringes a copyright by offering for distribution to the public by electronic means with reckless disregard of the risk of further infringement. In addition, the bill would permit people to use technology to skip objectionable content, like a gory or sexually explicit scene in films, a right that consumers already have. However, under the proposed law, skipping any commercials or promotional announcements would be prohibited. The bill would also punish people who bring a video camera into a movie theater to make a copy of the film for distribution with up to 3 years imprisonment and fines. If any of this worries you, please contact your senators and representatives and voice your concern. The Electronic Freedom Foundation is the leading civil liberties organization working to defend freedom in the digital world. More than half of EFF funding comes from individuals like you. Your gift ensures that the EFF has a strong voice advocating for civil liberties, staying on the cutting edge of developing internet technology and representing people whose rights and online freedom are threatened. You can help EFF keep pressing for government policies, business practices, and consumer choices that protect our privacy while defending freedom in the digital world. And we're proud to note that 90% of each dollar that's donated to EFF goes directly to fund their program work. There are links to EFF on slashdotreview.com. Crazy K writes to Slashdot that Bill Gates has just proclaimed the end of passwords. There's only one drawback. You have to use .net. Well, what else would you expect? However, the smart card that's at the center of it all, made by Xalto, is still a great bit of technology. The only question is, how long will it be before there's an open source version of this thing? The FCC claims regulatory power over home computers. Pointing to Assistant Professor of Law Susan Crawford's blog, IMAN1003 writes that the FCC has filed a brief where it claims regulatory power over all instrumentalities, facilities, and apparatus, quote, associated with the overall circuit of messages sent and received via all interstate radio and wire communications, according to a blog published by Susan Crawford. There are links on Slashdot to the blog and also to the brief in PDF format. Ars Technica has a good commentary on this and also references Crawford's findings. What's the verdict on Win XP Service Pack 2? Now that time has passed, people have been giving their opinions as to the effectiveness of the service pack. The jury's been good, but it's been mixed. The ITMJ project guide is a part of OSTG, and you're asked to comment on your experiences, if any, with Service Pack 2. Web comics have finally made it to the small screen. Dark Canuck writes that a year and a half ago, three guys wrapped up a Flash-based story, taking 3 years of work spanning 24 chapters in 12 hours. This afternoon, they began offering Broken Saints as a DVD set of four discs. It has been tweaked, to say the least, to 5.1 surround sound, updated art and effects for more than half the production, subtitles in six languages, and voice narration from such people as Cancer Man from The X-Files, William B. Davis, amongst other notables. It's an impressive feat for any studio, but three Canucks in their spare time, or not so spare time, is incredible. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out since the chapters are still available on the website. Just as pressing, an anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that you can now buy all 100 Strong Bad emails as a box set of three DVDs. If you live under a rock, Strong Bad is absolutely awesome. You can buy it through links on Slashdot. What if you had a telescope outside your home instead of that 18-inch dish to pick up your HD TV signal? There's an interplanetary laser communication system in the works. Caffeine666 writes that a news article at Yahoo states NASA is planning and testing the first laser-based interplanetary communication system on the Mars Telecommunications Orbiter to be launched in 2009. Unlike radio frequency signals that wash over the entire Earth, Fitzgerald and his colleagues will be shooting for a much smaller target, just the southwestern corner of the U.S. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Tuesday, November 16th. My name's Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Today's featured album tracks from the GarageBand.com artist Too Fast Jack from Chicago. More music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Figure our earth is its own.